Let's feature Daryl Scott now for you.
In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, "You will never leave Harlan alive." Well, my granddad's dead walked down Catterns Mountain, and he asked Tilly Hilton to be his bride. Said, "Won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler, or we'll never leave Harlan alive." Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in them mountains till a man from the northeast arrived. He was waving $100 bills. He said, "I'll pay you for your minerals." But he never left Harlan alive. Oh, no. Well, Granny, she sold out cheap, and they moved out west of Pineville to a farm where Big Richland River winds. And I bet they danced them a jig, and they laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan alive? Yeah, But the times they got hard, and tobacco wasn't selling, and old granddad knew what he'd do to survive. Well, they went and dug for Harlan coal and sent the money back to Granny, but he never left Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave. And the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave. In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read
Mr. Daryl Scott right there. And you know what, folks? He has a brand new record on Sugar Hill called Aloha from Nashville, and you can get it right over there at the produce stand, as we like to call it. Folks, Sam has alerted me that it was already said about Daryl's record, but you know...
This way Larry can announce it after a while, too.
Larry, come on out.
I'm sorry, Larry's from Canada, he doesn't talk.
Should I tell him about Daryl's record now, Sam? Okay.
Are you still with us, friends? Those of you in the campgrounds, let us know. Run to your car. Honk the horns. We want to hear a sea of horns all over the campgrounds. And the folks here in the concert area are waiting to hear the horns.
Shh.
Come on now.
Let's listen.
We know you got them out
Y'all
there.
Y'all be quiet so we can hear the horns.
Not just one Volkswagen. We want the whole thing.
All right.
About a little wave of applause of appreciation for all the people that are working here all weekend, all the sound crew, all the people that are helping you park, people that are keeping you from running over the chillins by telling you to slow down. They all deserve it. John would like a personal round of applause for the popcorn stand, his favorite.
I'm trying to get some free next year, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, he could use a cup, but he saw Dennis Miller drink out of a bottle. Okay. Here's a tune off the Glamour and Grits CD. And this, too, was written by Daryl Scott and Verlin Thompson.